DJW, KN4CHY, you around, Dave? Heard. Anyone else got a copy? KN4CHY.
4CHY, this is KD2BNG.
2BNG, KN4CHY here. Name's Keith. Over in Seneca. Pick up a radio from Dave, from Robertson State. Had some problems, and he suggested a mag mount, and I dug up one of my old Nagoyas, and seems to be working now, over.
Sounds well, works surprisingly well. By this time, I think this one is welded to the roof. Either that, or it's a very, very strong magnet, because I'm not convinced it's ever going to come off again. But yeah, they do work. That's all this is, a mag mount with a 19-inch quarter-wave whip. I was telling someone else who was on here earlier, the antenna is more important than the radio. I used to use little handheld radios with the car antenna, using the little SM8 or whatever it is, pigtail, and that works well.
I've got two of these, and one of them is in the car. This is a mobile radio, but I'm using it as a base here. And I've been wondering where in the world that mag mount was. And I just happened to walk by the water heater, and it stuck to the top of the water heater. So I ran the coax through the window and stuck it on the metal roof, and seems to do the trick. Telling Dave, I think I've got a coax problem, so I'm going to replace the coax out to my open stub J-pole and see if that does any better eventually. Over.
Something that's simple to make and requires no ground plane works surprisingly well. Just don't have it near metal or electronics. Mine is actually sitting, it's not even outside, it's just in the corner of the bedroom leaning up against the wall. The walls presumably are wood, so that actually works quite well, and if you can get it even a short distance off the ground, it works even better. They're nice little antennas. The one made out of half-inch copper tubing, plans for that are everywhere.
This is a dual-band open stub J-pole, so it's, the base is an aluminum angle. Probably 4 inches or so long, and then it's got two elements and a matching stub screwed into it. And I've used this antenna for a long time. I've had it for a long time, and my signal getting out has been degrading over time, so I'm pretty sure it's the coax.
And I'm trying to think if there's any real good way to check that, other than put the coax into a dummy load, and you should have perfect SWR going into the dummy load. If not, then your feed line, your coax cable. Check the SWR going into a dummy load, which probably nobody has one, but it's a good thing to have.
I do have a small dummy load. I think it's good up to a couple of hundred watts, which would be fine for this. A dummy load's not going to be frequency dependent, correct?
Yes, I know, because it's a resistor. If it's a resistor that's wound from... wound resistor, then yeah, the resistor might act as an inductor. You see what I'm saying? A wire wound resistor, a wire wound resistor, as opposed to a big piece of carbon. So it shouldn't have any inductance, but it might. But generally, it should be independent of frequency. And actually, if you want to wire out of wire, the way to do it, of course, is to double up the wire and then wind it. So if they did it the proper way, it should be good.
This one should be good. It is a factory dummy load. And yeah, thinking about it, it's just presenting 50 ohms at the end of the coax, so it should be fine. Yeah, I might look at doing that. See if I've got some kind of SO239 to SO239 adapter, because I believe it's got a PL259 on the end of it.
Yeah, I can think to check the coax. Is a short length of coax into an SWR meter, and then from there, the coax, you're testing it to the dummy load, and it should show an SWR of 1, or something close to it, if the coax is okay. If the coax is not okay, then, something greater than 1. I don't know of any other way to test it, unless maybe you have a thing like an antenna analyzer.
And that's one of my shortfalls. I do need to look at getting one of those where I can diagnose this stuff a little easier. So how's the signal on your end? Is it a little snowy or how copy?
It was acceptably good. There's some rice crispy popping noises in the background. I mean, you probably hear the same from me because, sometimes if it gets a wind up on that mountain, the feed line on the mountaintop moves.
Yes, yeah, I do hear a little bit of it on your end, but not bad at all. Apparently I've definitely got some outside work to do. I just replaced the coax on my HF station. I found a big nick in it. I actually pulled the coax and took it on a trip with me and was going to start tuning a DX Commander and pull the coax out and had a big nick in it. So, assuming it was all waterlogged because I noticed I wasn't getting out like I was before. So, kind of wondering if that's not the same kind of deal with this one. Over.
An HF antenna put up for quite a while. I got to go out and make another one. For a while, I was making do with just, random long wire, N-fed long wire going between two utility poles that happened to be on the property. But that was enough of a pain to put up in the first place. So when it blew down in some windstorm, I guess I just left it alone. I haven't had anything since then. You know what, though? There's an old van parked just outside the bedroom window, which is not going anywhere anytime soon. I should put a bunch of mag mount antennas on top of the van. And I've got ham sticks for like 40 meters and 75 meters, and I could probably get one for 20 meters. So, and then just take a bunch of coaxes from mag mount antennas and just run them all to the radio. If I want to do something silly like that.
CHY, yeah, I guess necessity is the mother invention, right? Hey, at least you put the old van to a good use, over.
Possibility is some mobile homes have, not likely steel. Aluminum? Well, yeah, aluminum will act as a ground plane. Anything with a metal roof. Will aluminum work? Ideal if you had like a trailer home from with a steel made of corrugated sheet steel. Put something on the roof of that.
Roger. And yeah, like I said, with this mag mount I got up here now, it's that's kind of what it is. I've got a metal roof, so I just plopped it to that. I ran like that for a long time until I got that open stub J pole. The radio I had before, I was having, it's a DMR radio, and I was having issues with it, mostly on DMR. And then they started cropping up on analog and got, degrading over time. So I was thinking it was the previous radio giving me problems, so I bought this one today, but this is a much more capable dual bander, the Kenwood D700, so much more capable radio, so I'm still happy with the purchase. Okay.
For KD2BNG, not sure whether I'm ready to jump on the DMR bandwagon or not. You know, I've seen the cheap imported ones for as low as maybe, you know, less than $200, $150. So, you know, who knows if they're any good. Cheap radios I don't like for mobile radios. You know, this is Kenwood TM-281. I wouldn't trust anything more than the big three, Kenwood, Yaesu, ICOM, or whatever, for mobile radios. For little pocket radios, it doesn't matter. I have a lot of the imported Chinese or Taiwanese ones. They seem to work well enough.
I originally got into DMR. Oconee County over here is on DMR for the Sheriff's Department. And I originally picked up one of the TYTs, one of the cheap Chinese DMR radios. And I tell you, back then, when I bought that one, just about everybody you heard on DMR was on one of those things, because that was kind of the first ones imported. And, but yeah, I actually bought it before I got my license to just listen to them and see what goes on. And I was telling Dave the other day, I'm into RC, so I do FTV stuff, so legally I needed to get my license to transmit video, so that was what led me to get my license, and I eventually started doing DMR on a hotspot and that kind of thing. But yeah, just all different aspects of the hobby, just depends on what you're into, I guess.
What's nice about it, there's something to hold the interest of almost everyone. Anyway, I'm at my second stop here. I've been sitting in the car all this time. So let me let you go. And maybe we'll pick this up later. This is KAD2BNG.
2BNG, KN4CHY. Yeah, I'm in kind of a similar situation. Working from home and my internet went down. I'm on the verge of taking the rest of the day off, but I guess I should go check and see if the internet's back up. Anyway, good talking to you. Hope you have a great rest of the afternoon. And 73, then we'll probably catch you later. KN4CHY, clear, listen.
Dad, or stay at home and tune into the BBC Killing and Murder Channel. The news is starting to get very depressing. But, yeah, let me make this one stop, and I'll be back on the air. Talk to you in a bit.
TR, November 0, Tango Romeo.
0, TR, and 4CHY, how you doing, Doc?
Afternoon, and of course I've forgotten your name, but it's a beautiful day. It's going to rain a little, sprinkling here just a tiny bit. And there's a big row of Bradford pears just blooming out up here. It's a favorite wedding picture spot. Give me your name and back to you, sir. This is N0TR.
Here's Keith, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel over in Seneca area. And it was breezy over here earlier. It's calmed down now, but it looks the same way. Like we can get rain any time now. Over in Greenville and met up with Dave, W4DJW, and we were sitting there at the restaurant after we got done with him, sitting there at the restaurant eating and looking at all the cherry trees, full of buds all over the whole parking lot, everywhere you see one, it was just slap full of buds over there.
God's greatest creations, isn't it? Springtime, I love it, except for the pollen. But you got to take the bad with the good, I guess. And yesterday, I heard you and Dave, yesterday, I think it was, might be wrong, he was meeting up with somebody and bringing them some equipment that come from that satellite, I would guess. But, you know, the sad thing is, every year, it seems like, reference the weather, that we get beautiful weather, everything buds out, and then it freezes. And you know, I was looking at WYFF4's forecast, and next Sunday they were showing for here in Greer a low of 24. I hope they are wrong.
I hope they are wrong, too, and you're exactly right. Seems like the last few years it's been that way. Everything starts blooming out, and we get a cold snap, and it, they all fall off and have to start all over again. But, yeah, it was Dave and I was on a HT and trying to find the Sphinx that he was located at, and I was at another Sphinx, apparently, so headed on up the road, and he asked me where I was at, and I was like, well, I'm almost away to Hampton, and he says, is there a CVS next to you? And I thought to myself, wow, you must be psychic or something. He says, yes, there is a CVS next to me, so he just met me up there over here.
Yes, I was listening to you guys. I'd been talking to some friends on there, and you know what? That's the only place that I recognize, and then I knew where you was at. My wife, Bernice, knew where you was at before that, but she's usually the navigator, and I'm just the pilot. Hi. yeah, I'm headed down towards that way. I got to go to Discount Tire. My left rear tire on the Avalon here, I check them pretty closely anymore. I disregarded a low tire pressure indicator one time, and when I pulled into Costco's down there on Woodruff after being out on I-85 running, you know how fast they run out there, it was just almost totally flat. And so I didn't tear the tire up or anything, and they fixed it for me. But I checked it this time, and I had just checked it last week, and it was 32 pounds, and it was 26. So got a slow leak in it, so they're going to check it out for me.
Discount Tire, do you have to throw it through the window like they used to do on the ads? I don't know if they still do that or not.
Okay. I'm up here on Wade Hampton. I think they consider it Taylor's, but it's just barely Taylor's. I probably should have took the cutoff back there, but I didn't. I just will come out at Wade Hampton and 101, hit back to the west. It's on the left side of the road there, kind of by Fuddruckers and places like that. And they've just been great people for me. And I always just keep a good set of Michelins on this, and never had any problems. Picked up a couple of nails over the past 12 years or so, but that's about it. With all the construction going on, it's a wonder we don't get more in it. This is N0TRQ.
I tell you, being over there, the first time we've been over that way in a while, and I was just amazed at how much stuff has grown. And the wife had been over there even less than I had, and I gave her a taste of current day Woodruff Road just to, because we used to live in Fountain End, so we'd cut through that way all the time. We'd come up 385 and cut across Woodruff and, you know, make your way up to Roper Mountain Road to come in the backside of Haywood Mall and things of that nature. So she remembers it from back then. And, yeah, she was blown away with how much it's grown up around there over here.
You're quite right. I see they're doing some carpentry work on the Taylor's Orchard Barn here at Highway 101 and a couple of blocks north of the intersection there in Wade Hampton. Let's see. I don't know if they call this Fort. No, they don't call this 14 yet. I'm from Kansas, and we're a little slow, Keith. you know, one that amazed me, I went to the trash compactor, which is 2 miles north of us. We live up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and they're building houses, new ones, beside the trash compactor.
And probably not going to work. Be worth the price that they asked for with that location, okay?
I wouldn't think so, but you know what? Those people up there do a fantastic job, and I've never really smelled a huge bad smell like there was up in the ones out in the country in Kansas, but they were way out in the country and just a big pit at that time. this trash compactor thing is really a gift. It cost me $20 for a truckload unless you went on the free day. And then you had to drive out through a muddy field to get to it. And you had to wait in line for a mile or so. So we're really blessed down here in that respect.
Do a real good job around here, too. When we first moved up here, there was just basically dumpsters beside the road. And it was kind of the same thing like you were talking about. You pull up and had to hold your breath while you threw your trash over it. But yeah, I was glad to see them do the convenience center because it sure keeps it a lot cleaner over here.
And I don't know, they charge it on your taxes, though. I never pay attention to it. Must not be much. But they have them all over. There's one I know over by the kids' lake house on Lake Lyman. But this one's really convenient to us, just 2 miles. And, it costs quite a bit to have a trash service now, I guess. I don't remember what it was when we first moved down here, but, by golly, you can't beat free, Keith.
Got that. We're out of the area, so if we want trash service, we have to do a third-party company to come in and pick it up. It's the same way with us. It's not but a couple of miles away, and we'll usually load up the trash and drop it off on the way to the grocery store or something. In fact, the wife just did that earlier today, so not bad at all. Anyway, I was going to see if DG4BNG is back in there. He was making a side trip and said he might get back in, so let's give him a break to see if he's back in.
I got to go anyways, Keith. I'm pulling into Discount Tire, and I have an appointment there, but the pleasure's all mine. I've enjoyed visiting with you. And 73, sir. This is N0TR.
Yep, good talking to you as always, and we'll look forward to catching you again on here. N0TR, KN4CHY. We are listening. BNG, how you doing? To BNG, I was just really hose your call phone there, okay?
Got it right. Yeah, I just got a few more stops to do the rest of my errands and then go home and watch the news. No, I don't want to do that anymore. That's one of the reasons I had to get out today.
That, by the way, your signal is a lot cleaner now. I don't know if mine's any better. But yeah, that's one advantage to my internet being down. I can't watch the news either.
The internet to watch foreign television. Well, actually, the English-speaking foreign television, CBC or BBC. And BBC, BBC One and BBC News Channel has been, very depressing as of late.
I know what you mean. I don't watch a lot of TV anyway. Really at all. I'll record the evening news and go in and watch that while we're eating, and that's about the extent of my TV watching. But the wife will have it on all day. I'll tell you, if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't have service at all.
To press to that, there's one or two other programs I might put on. Favorite guilty pleasure seems to be Waterloo Road, which is almost kind of a clone of that old, what was it, that 90210 show, except in, instead of rich Beverly Hills, California, it's working class Manchester, England. Other than that, pretty much the same show. I don't know why I like it. It's rubbish, but it's well-made rubbish.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got kind of the shows I did watch. Watched actually a lot of sitcoms too, and I don't know. Just everything got kind of predictable, and just kind of lost interest in it. But I'll tune in to the news every now and then, and turn it back off, and go on about my way, and find other things to do.
For NUE. I bar the frequency just for a minute? I have a cancer patient up on EchoLink. He is unable to speak, but would like to bar the frequency just for a minute.
Yeah, I'm standing by. Go ahead.
BMG, this is KO4NUE. KO4OIM is up on EchoLink. And I may not be able to talk with him because it'll be a one-way transmission. Do you mind if I converse with you and him so that he can hear what we're saying?
Sure, I have some time. I don't have to be anywhere right now. Go ahead.
BMG and K4OIM. This is KO4NUE. Walt, I see you up on EchoLink, and I know you're probably monitoring. Just wanted to let you know that we have all been thinking about you. We've all been praying for you really hard. And Harry up in Candler, he sends his regards and wants you to know that he's been praying for you too. And we've got a couple of new hams that have been asking for some help during the week. And I have been trying to fill your role on Tuesday nights. Walt, send me a text if you can hear me. This is KO4NUE and KD2BMG and K4OIM.
OIM is, oh, okay. That's Walt, right? From Malden. Yeah, give him my regards. I've heard him on this repeater a bunch of times. So, you know, hopefully things get better.
Walt also, Walt, if you listen to us, wishing you well. Hope you're back on soon. I've had some issues on the radio on my end, so I hadn't been able to tell you so, but, yep, regards and thinking about you.
Oh.
I got you. This is KO4NUE. I know you can hear us. Listen, Patrick and Daniel, and like I said, everybody on the net has been praying for you and rooting for you. We just want to let you know that we've missed you. We've missed you very much. KO4NUE. All right, Walt's off of EchoLink, but he got the message. KD2BMG, appreciate you letting me converse with you, sir. Sorry to interrupt you, QSO. Y'all have a wonderful day, and we'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, clear.
KD2BMG, no, that's fine. We were just, I'm in the car park of someplace anyway now, so I'm sure I've got more to do today anyhow. But yeah, you know, we've all heard Walt on this repeater, so sorry that he's feeling poorly. Hopefully things get better for him. Anyway, I'm going to jump out here. This is KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
UE, I'm clear as well. Thank you, sir.
4CHY, clear.
4HKX, KO4NUE. HKX, KO4NUE. In any station, this is KO4NUE. Radio check, over.
Good, Giant, KO4KONE.
Walt is back up on EchoLink, and I'm not sure if I can talk to him. That might be a one-way conversation. So I'm going to talk to you and Walt. But Anna wants to say hello to him, too. But he is up on Echo Link if you'd like to say something to him. But Anna's going to talk to you. And include Walt's call in the conversation. KL4 NUE, stand by.
LG, KO4 RYP.
RYP. KO4 QLG.
KO4 RYP to KO4 QLG and K4 OIM. Walt, I know you can't talk back to us, but I just wanted to hop on really quick and tell you that we have been praying really hard for you and are looking forward to you, your continual recovery, but we sure have been missing you and want you to know that we are thinking about you all the time and praying for you, and I hope that you will continue to improve and just log in on Echo Links. You can keep up with all of us from time to time. And Chris, I hope you're doing well today.
And my sentiments to Walt also. Hope he keeps checking in on Echo Link to the net. It's kind of inspiring just to hear from him, knowing he's still out there. We're praying for you, Walt. KO4 QLG.
Right, I just wanted to say, hey, Walt, so I'm going to clear on out of here and get back to work. It's KO4 RYP. I'm clear.
4 NUE and KO4 QLG and K4 OIM. Walt, hang in there, bud. Hang in there. If you got the time at night, just check up on Echo Link. And I'll make an announcement that you're there, and that way people that don't have Echo Link, when they check in, they can say hello to you. I hope you are doing well. You are very much missed, and you know, just wanted to let you know that. I'm doing the best I can do on Tuesday nights, but there's just no replacement for you. So just want to let you know we're thinking about you. And this is KO4NUE with K4OIM and KO4QLG. I am clear. Have a good day, Walt. Nice to talk with you.
You're in our prayers, Walt. KO4QLG, I'm clear also.